Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Connection Point. This is Deborah Vaughn speaking to you from beautiful Niagara on the Lake Ontario. I have to apologize. I seem to be battling a sore throat today, so I'm going to try to speak as clearly as I can. But I am a little bit froggy. It's Thursday, and we're inching ever closer to the weekend. I've got a busy day ahead with weddings and meetings, and I think I have a day off maybe next week. That's how it goes around here in the summer, but I can't complain because I meet so many wonderful people, and I just love what I do. Now, yesterday I was sharing how I brought communion to an elderly friend the other day. And I encouraged everyone in the broadcast to reach out and connect with those special people in our lives whom we may not always remember to call or visit. And it was so strange. Imagine my surprise when I received an email last evening from a person with a familiar name, but I didn't really know who they were. It was a note from my first cousin, whom I haven't seen since I was 8 years old. And that's getting to be a very long time. His dad and my dad were brothers, and they grew up in Nova Scotia. My dad moved to Toronto. He met and married my mom, and they stayed in Ontario. And as often happens when there's lots of time and energy spent raising a family, and money is tight. So we never got a chance to visit my dad's relatives or his brothers. And then he died when I was a teenager, and after the rush of visitors at the funeral, we lost touch with that side of the family. The whole maritime connection seemed to drop off. We didn't have any real connection with them, which was very strange when I think back, but It happened that way. And so here's this email from a cousin I'm directly related to, but I know nothing about. And it turns out that he lives like an hour away from here. So I am so excited to meet him and to reconnect with my long-lost relatives and to recover a sense of family with them. You never know what good things are waiting around the corner. We think we have life all figured out, and then something comes along and it shakes us up. And we're invited to entertain a whole new perspective about something. You know, sometimes our spiritual journey can be like that. We think we have it all figured out, that we know what we think, we know what we believe, and then pow, something happens, something comes along to make us question what we know. Indeed, it could make us question everything. That happened to me when I took a course in therapeutic touch almost 20 years ago now. 20 years. I learned about energy and the way in which we can heal and assist people by our intention and by using really very simple techniques. I learned about the chakra system, the aura, the etheric systems of our body that are really just as much a part of us as our skin and our bones and our organs, only we can't see them. Now, that was kind of mind-blowing at first, but I saw very quickly that it was true. I experienced myself, and I experienced the benefits that it brought. And as I opened to the idea of energy and intention. When I read the gospel, those passages about Jesus healing people made sense in a whole new way, a whole new idea of Jesus and the way in which he stretched out his hands and healed people. It made sense to me. Our thoughts and beliefs change over time. You don't believe the same things you did when you were 6 years old. Our experience brings us understanding. Our thoughts shift. A belief is just a thought that we think to be true. And our perception of that truth can certainly change as we grow, as we mature and experience things. Our beliefs change as we are informed and inspired, and as we go through transitions and challenges. Today, think about the ways in which you have grown in your spiritual journey. Think about the experiences that have led you to this place in time. Are you in a happy place on the path? What questions do you have? What changes in your life do you still need to make? As you reflect on these questions, get ready for the world to shift a little as you open to the movement of spirit in your life. Remember that every moment of the day, we are upheld and guided by forces unseen, by angels who delight in assisting us in deepening our understanding of the beliefs that will guide us to the light and to the joy of Creator's love. That's what it's all about. It's about connecting with love. It's about connecting with that source that brings us what we need, that gives us direction and guidance and takes us into that place of joy. Now, I trust that the angels have brought my cousins to me for a reason, and I'm excited to explore the joy of reconnecting in that unity of family. I'll let you know how it goes. And please, feel free to share your stories of connection from the journey with me, too. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer to bless us in our day. Loving Creator, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and promise of this new day. We ask you to go before us, to set your angels around us, to protect us, and to protect everyone whom we love. We hold before you now the people in our life who need your healing grace, your help, your support, your direction. And we lift up our own needs to you, giving them over so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of this world and the very good things and blessings that are coming to us. We thank you for every blessing. May we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing in this world today. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Connection Point. I will see you tomorrow morning, same time, 7:30 a.m., here on Blog Talk for Friday TGIF. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.